Restoring My Soul, Tuesday the 10th of February, The Polarizing Impact of Christ's Wrath. The expression of Christ's wrath as the Lamb of God and Lion of Judah had a polarizing effect on those who heard him. For example, Mary and Martha began to fear Christ and believe for resurrection life in their household. Mary in particular demonstrated this faith by anointing Christ as the King with very costly oil of spikenard. She did this for his burial in faith for the resurrection for which she now believed to receive and live by. In contrast, the Pharisees were provoked to wrath by the expression of Christ's fiery indignation. They went out and immediately plotted with the Herodians against him, how they might destroy him. Jesus spoke with authority as king. As hearers received him, his word broke the power of the rebellion that was sown in the heart of men and women by Satan. In this way, he set them free to believe him as master and Lord and to become obedient from the heart to his word. His word delivered them from the kingdom of darkness and brought them into the kingdom of the Son. Christ did this by rebuking the demonic familiar spirits who were making the oppressed and the possessed people sick in mind and body. Having broken the enslaving power of these spirits, he ministered faith for healing and for their participation in the life of his kingdom. Christ journeyed as the King Priest and Lamb of God all the way to his glorification as the first man made in the image and likeness of God. After his ascension, 40 days following his glorification, Jesus Christ sat down at the right hand of the Father in the heavens. As the first man in the image and likeness of God, he is now the King Priest upon his throne, ruling in the midst of his lampstand churches through the messengers whom he sends with his hand to minister among his churches. The references used in today's devotions are John chapter 12 verses 1 to 7, Luke chapter 6 verse 11, Mark chapter 3 verse 6, and Romans chapter 6 verse 17. For further study, John chapter 11.